Welcome back to the podcast. I'm so excited because today I'm bringing on the co-founder of a new favorite piece of tech and software that I've been using inside my firm, which is called Missive. Missive is a very collaborative experience with your team that can actually help you to connect your different email provider into Missive to allow you guys to kind of allocate emails, allow for your team to collaborate, centralize your inbox, and just make life so much easier. And when I found Missive, I just was so grateful. Someone in one of my programs in Breakthrough, actually, one of my students brought up Missive, and that's the first time in a very long time I've actually made a quick switch to a new piece of tech and software, because what we were using at that time to help us to delegate the emails was either very manual or the app that we were using at the time was just not like really doing what we wanted it to. So in today's episode, we're really going to deep dive into what Missive is and why I really think that it's going to be a game changer for this industry, how it's going to help you to streamline all of your processes when it comes to maybe even training your team members, collaborating them with talking to your clients so it's not always on your plate. We're going to deep dive into some of their features and automations and some cool tips and tricks and even their security level. So I'm so excited for today's episode. And selfishly, I was super pumped to be interviewing them because I took a lot of notes for myself since I also am a Missive user. So if you are interested in using Missive, I will drop a link inside the description, but you can go to workflowqueen.com/Missive. And I'm so excited for you to listen into today's episode. Do you ever feel like if you had actionable systems in place that it can actually take your practice to the next level? Can you imagine the freedom you'd gain from finally getting everything out of your head and into a system that can help you move things on autopilot? Do you ever feel like you want to hire help for your practice, but you just don't know where to start? Trust me, I get it, and you're not alone. But it doesn't have to be this way. You're kick-ass at doing the bookkeeping and accounting work, there's no doubt about that. But you struggle to maintain the systems and operations of your business, am I right? But don't worry, that's where I come in, the Workflow Queen. I'm going to guide you on how to implement tech, systems, and automation in your practice so you can scale bigger, hire better, and break through to the next level. I can't wait to support you here on the Conquering Workflows and Systems for Bookkeepers and Accountants podcast with your host, Alyssa Lang. Hey everyone, and welcome back to yet another episode of the Conquering Workflows and Systems for Bookkeepers and Accountants podcast with your host here, Alyssa Lang. I am so really excited about this guest today because just recently I discovered an app. It's called Missive, and I've been obsessed. It was actually one of my students inside of Breakthrough who had a question, has anyone tested Missive? And it got me excited. And y'all know I do not switch tech very easily at my firm. I keep my stuff really streamlined to keep my team really focused. But as soon as someone brought up Missive, I went around and digged around and went to one of their demos, and I was massively impressed about the way that they're able to help us amplify the way that we centralize our communication with our clients inside of email. And before we were using Hiver, and we did an overnight jump ship, as soon as I went through the demo, really liked it, we rolled it out on the team, and I've just been impressed ever since. And it's been a pivotal moment for my firm. And so I really wanted to bring on one of the co-founders at Missive. His name is Philippe, and I'm so excited. Thank you so much for being here today. Feel free to introduce yourself, and we'll go ahead and dive into all things Missive.
Hey, thanks, Alyssa. Well, thanks for the opportunity to present Missive to your audience. Well, my name is Philippe. I am the CEO at Missive. For people unfamiliar with Missive, think of it like, let's say, a multiplayer email client, all right? So everybody is doing email, whether it's in Gmail, Outlook, and whatnot. Now, Missive actually is an email client like Gmail and Outlook, but you have your colleagues around to help you and support you in your emails, all right? So we founded Missive now, I think 8 years ago. So it's a long journey. We're a bootstrap independent business. So we've never raised any money. So we're completely self-financed. We're profitable. Before that, I learned to code by myself. So before that, I had a degree in business management and then meet my co-founder and just start like playing with some code, and we decided to create Missive. And then here we are many years later with a pretty good solid product.
I love it. I didn't know you guys have been around for almost 8 years, and I'm so sad that I barely just got introduced to Missive.
Well, we started at the beginning. I mean, it was just us and really a few customers. We weren't really good at marketing, and the product just really got its start. So it took a long time to actually get some traction, but now I think we're finally there.
Oh, I love it. Well, I'm so excited that you're here. I'm sure this is going to bring a lot of traction for you guys. Like I said in the intro, this is a really big issue in the accounting space. And I'm sure it is for other industries, but this podcast specifically supports the accounting space. And one big question that we have all the time is, how are you managing all the different emails from clients? Or, oh my God, I can never let go of emails to team members because how are they going to get into my inbox and so on and so forth? And like I said, we manually did this process. So before, we were even using something like Hiver or even Missive beforehand. We've always been in Gmail. And so essentially we started off with Gmail and we had like a manual way of tracking our emails. So like an assistant of ours would go in every day and like kind of like filter like the different emails to the different, team members who are in charge of that client. And that worked really well. And it honestly, we had a pretty good system going, but then I wanted it to be a little bit more streamlined. And then I heard about Hiver from a friend of mine. Her name is Brooke, and she was really gung-ho about it. She still loves Hiver very, very much. So we tested it out, but there's a lot of functionality that was still missing. And one big thing for me was I really didn't like that with Hiver, I couldn't connect our like social media platforms because at my firm, we work with a lot of like social media managers, like online course creators, people who like that's where we land our clients. So we wanted like one centralized area where like we didn't have to go to different apps, you know what I mean? And so that was a big, big key player for me when I decided to switch to Missive. And so, like I said, this is a big, big issue in our space. So I'd love to kind of start off like trying to explain in like the easiest terms possible for our listeners, what is Missive like in the grand scheme of things when it comes to helping them manage and maintain the communication between their clients and themselves and their team?
Well, two things. Like first, like you just said, we try to break communication silos. All right. So for an accountant right now, you probably receive email at your personal email address. You also might have shared email address, like, I don't know, support or sales or whatever is the email address. So you have many different email addresses, and then each of your employees or colleagues also have their own email address. Now, your clients, they might email you personally for something that you will not do for them, right? And that's the same thing in many different types of businesses. And for instance, if you have you're a trucking company, you're the CEO, you pitch the company to a really big customer. Now that customer is always going to email you personally for things that you probably won't execute on, right? So you need to delegate those things that stem from the email received from that person. In Missive, because it's collaborative, you're always just one click away of faking an email and for just that particular email, assigning it to somebody else in your team, right? And just that, the ability to take a personal email and offload it to somebody else just by assigning it, and then under that email, having the ability to have an internal chat conversation with that person you've just assigned to that email is extremely powerful. I don't know in the accounting business, but let's say you receive an email, you're not going to work on this, you want your colleague to work on it. You assign that email to that colleague, and then just under it, you type a few words. Hey, please, can you look into this? I won't have time. And then just like that, your employee is going to take over, and you can keep watching that email, that conversation unfold to make sure everything is done right. But now you have that possibility that actually in Gmail, Outlook is just not possible. And as for other solutions like Iver or more like help desk solution, they don't feel like an email client, right? And for most people, and I think especially accountants, which have been emailing for like decades now. Like going from an email client like Outlook or Gmail to basically a help desk is a really big ask, right? So
It is. I
Missive,
agree.
yeah,
Yeah.
Missive feels like an email client. Like you still feel like you're not Gmail or Outlook, but you still feel you have the same exact functionalities. We have customers that use Missive and they're alone. They just like the UI because it's just a good email client by itself.
Yes, 100%. I like the way that you kind of explained it here too about how if you've got an email coming in, because this is how it always happens. We get on a consult call with a potential client, right? And during that consult, they're usually scheduling with your email. So they're getting the reminder emails to show up to the call directly from your email. But then by the time you put them through the pipeline and they sign that first contract, they now might need to be passed along to maybe their cleanup specialist. And then from the cleanup specialist to the account manager. And this client, we don't want them to be like leached onto us and have this assumption that we're the only ones that can take care of them. And so that was a big reason why Missive was impressive to me, because yes, we do have, to give you some context, at my firm, we have each of our team members have their own at email. So like Alyssa at my business name, Kylie at the business name, and so on and so forth. And then we have a support at email. And the support at email is where we communicate day to day with our clients. And we like it because all we have to do inside of Missive, which I believe you gave me the workaround for, was to be able to swap between email signatures. So that way we can all still respond from the email support at, but then be able to swap out email signatures for each of the team members, depending on who's having the conversation with the client. And so it still makes it very personable, but yet keeps it really streamlined. We can assign things. And like you said, we have the ability to write notes on the emails. Like you said, there's a lot of days, like yesterday, I took the day off and I was like, I don't really want to work because I was busy like doing DIY projects around my house. And I wanted to be able to get my stuff out. And what I did was I made notes on certain emails and shot them off to the team, and I don't have to worry about them.
Yeah. And previously, if you have been using Gmail, you probably would have like needed to forward all of those emails or take screenshot. And maybe if you use Slack or Microsoft Teams, like post screenshot and say, can you help over that, over those. Now in Missive, because you both have your emails, your colleagues, and your internal chat in one app, there's no more silos. So you're always just one click of delegating something to a colleague. So this, to me, is really the greatest advantage of Missive. Like first, not being alone, and second, not having silos, right? Everything is in the same place.
Oh, I love that. Now, you were just talking a second ago about Slack, because we use Slack for like internal communication.
Uh-huh.
Would you say that Missive essentially could replace something like Slack, or is it best to use Missive in the context of communication between the emails?
Well, our most devoted customer, not saying that you're not one of them, but they actually use Missive for your internal chat as well.
Oh,
so,
cool.
Yeah. Well, it's sometimes a big ask for a company, especially if you've been using Slack for like 10 years now. It's a big jump to go and just start using Missive for everything. But more and more of a long-term customer, at the end of the year, they say, well, maybe they're evaluating like all the different apps they have in their toolkit. And they say, well, I think Missive is probably not only good enough for chat, but it's actually probably even better because now, you know, it's not just my internal chat in one silo, but it's both my external communication and my internal comm inside one application. So we do have a lot of customers that do everything from Missive itself.
Oh, cool. So like you said, it just depends on how married are you to your app? Is your app working really well? I know that for us, Slack, like you said, you kind of hit it when you said you've been using it for so long. We've been using Slack for so long. We have so many automations. Yeah. And it's so hard to sometimes leave those things, but it works really well for us. And for any of the listeners, whenever anybody introduces tech and software, as most of you know, I bring up tech software all the time, left and right. If something is already working for you, don't try to like fix what's not broken. Like Missive for us was solving a very specific problem. And so my recommendation for our listeners here is that when you can identify what you are trying to solve, what apps have the ability to solve that? And so if one of your big pain points right now is delegation of emails, that you feel like you always have to do it. And another big thing for me that I really love, Philippe, that I believe that you probably are going to so back me on, is that Missive is also a great training tool for new employees. So like when you have new employees working with you, instead of you just immediately being like, okay, here's our email, go respond to the clients. Instead, what you can do is have them draft the emails, and then you can give them like feedback notes on the emails before the final send off. And so for us, we're starting to use it in our training of our employees as well.
Yeah, definitely. Like at Missive, we use Missive to do our customer support. And what we do is that we have a couple of labels. And whenever we have a really interesting conversation with a customer or explaining a problem we never had in the past, we apply a specific customer support training label to the conversation. So when we hire someone or someone is starting out, they can go on that label and just read all of those conversations that we had with customers that explain different things in the application. And just by going through those past conversation, they learn how to actually do customer support for Missive. Like you say, Missive is extremely good also because it's, again, a multiplayer application. It's collaborative. That new employees, whenever he's not sure about something, he's always just one mention away of for me to confirm what he was replying to the customer in his draft. And I can even, you know, go and edit the draft myself and send it then myself. But yes, it, again, having a collaborative email client is a game changer for many, many different aspects of running a business, especially for businesses like that do a lot of work that's themed from emails. And I guess accountant, like most of your clients, they send questions via email, right?
Yeah, that's like the predominant place. There's some listeners here who probably say, well, then some of our clients like text us and then some go here and some go there. And, you know, what happens if I have Google Voice? How will it work for Missive? And for anybody listening who's using Google Voice as your business line and it's connected to your like email, that essentially you get like codes or anything like that for 2FA for the clients that we have to deal with. The beauty is because Missive isn't taking over Gmail, you're connecting your Gmail directly to Missive or whatever email platform that you're using. I'm sure there's a limit on which types of email platforms, but essentially you're connecting your Gmail so you lose the functionality of things like your Google Voice to be able to get all that information over. And I love that piece.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Yes. So I do have a question. This is selfishly because like this is such a genius idea when you were talking about the label that you use for like really intricate conversations with clients, because that happens often. And this is one big pushback we get from a lot of our listeners saying, I can't let go of my email because what happens if a client asks for specific documents because they're trying to buy a home and, you know, blah, 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 and the team member might not know how to do this. I would love to know, what are you labeling that label every time that you have those emails that you guys want to use for future training?
So we have like one parent label called a customer training. And then we simply have one that's called hard under it, easy, and then normal, if I remember well. So we have three labels. It's just like for extremely hard case, we're going to apply hard. For normal one, normal. And then for easy one, easy. All right. So the employee is just going to start by reading the easy one. And then when he opens the team inbox, if a question is too complex, won't reply for the first few weeks. He's simply going to reply to the one he's able to do so. And then when we feel he's ready, you're going to go and learn the normal cases and then start reply to those as well. And then when he's been around with us for a few weeks, months, then he start to familiarize himself with the hardest case and then can start to reply to those as well. So it's quite simple. But I mean, because labels are flexible, you could come up with any system you like.
I love that so much. And I know I'm going to go down a rabbit hole right when we get done with this podcast, because it's such a great idea is creating the different labels. Cause there are like different, like almost FAQ bank of like the typical things, not typical, but like the things that clients have brought up in the past that might, you know, be good for training. I like that you segregated between easy, medium, hard for that, those labels. This is so genius because you just inspired me to go create this after this.
Oh, nice.
I'm very excited about it. So I wanted to kind of dive into other features of Missive. One big thing is rules and automation, because I'm like really big on like connecting Zapier apps and all the things. I haven't gone down that rabbit hole yet with Missive, but do you guys have the open API with Zapier to be able to do connections?
Yeah, we are integrated with Zapier. So, you know, native, I think, integration. So in Zapier, you have the ability to set up triggers by Missive. So for instance, whenever you create a contact in Missive, sends that contact information in Zapier and then create a contact in some CRM. Or it could be the other way around. Like when you receive an email in Missive, well, in Zapier, if that email contains those keywords, well, do something some other places. Or the other way around, for instance, if you have a Google form on your website, you could have a Zap that says whenever the form is submitted, then go and add that information in Missive itself, right? So you can link actually Missive to any system that way. We support like what we call custom channel. And with a custom channel, technically you could integrate Missive to consume message receiving any other types of systems. So some of our customers are going to have like internal system that creates tickets when their customer writes something. And then using our API or Zapier, for that matter, whenever that happens, it will create a message in Missive. And when you reply using a draft in Missive, it's going to go back via Zapier and then reply to that ticket in that other platform. So they can centralize all of their information. So Missive is not just around email. It can be about SMS. And you said previously, like Facebook Messenger, WhatsApp, and also any custom channel if you want to integrate it with us.
Hey, Hey, listener, just wanted to quickly interrupt this episode today to ask you, have you been trying to find a better solution to actually taking payments from your clients? Then boy, do I have a solution for you. One of my absolute favorite pieces of tech is Pluto. Pluto is such a game changer in your business. It really helps you to allow you to be able to take payments easily from your clients through ACH. They also take credit card as well, but they have so many different options. One of the big perks to using something like Pluto over something like QBO and all the other options that we have out there for invoicing is because it is way more cost effective and it has saved me thousands of dollars on those fees that we get taken out for invoicing our clients. So we no longer use QuickBooks Online in order to invoice our own clients. We now have migrated over to Pluto. And if you want to learn more about Pluto and check it out, it is amazing. They make such a seamless process for our clients to be able to add the ACH information, to ask them to authorize us to be able to take the automatic payment every single month, and saves us a ton of money in fees. You're just going to go to workflowqueen.com/Pluto. That's workflowqueen.com/Pluto to learn more. I love it. Yeah, like I said, that was a big selling point for me because we communicate a lot on Instagram with, we land a lot of our clients via Instagram. That's just like where they hang out. And so it just made sense because literally I will never go check my Facebook or my Instagram messages, like, because I'm just so busy. And like,
yeah,
you could find me quicker on my computer and get a hold of me that way than you can on my phone. Like, I literally have 400 unread text messages and it is so wild. And my friends make fun of me because of it. Cause I'm like, literally the best way you can get a hold of me is message me somewhere that it's eventually going to get into either Slack or my email. It's my life. It's sad. So I wanted to talk about a little bit more of the rules and automations, because one thing that really stood out to me is, and I know that I haven't even touched like just the surface of it quite yet, but there's a lot of different rules and automations you can set up. And one thing that really impressed me a lot was the ability to create like an auto responding email based off of like, if you don't reply back to a client within a certain time frame. So like, for example, I once worked with this tax preparer personally for like my own business, and I had a really bad experience because I would send them over the documents that they needed or send over the information, and I wouldn't hear from them for like a month. And so I would get stressed at like, did they not receive it? Did they not get my important information that has my social security number on it? Like, those things fly through your head. And so it made me realize that I didn't want my clients to go through that same experience. So I really like that within Missive, we can create an automation that says like, if a client, you know, does this and sends us over an email, we don't reply within 24 hours, to then send them an email saying, hey, we just want you to know we received your email. We will loop back with you if there's any, you know, open action item or so on and so forth. So I'd love to kind of dive into that functionality because I'm just obsessed.
Yeah. So we call them SLA rules. So SLA for service level agreement. It's usually the term customer will ask when they want such feature. Well, let's explain what are the rules in Missive. So rules in Missive is way to, for instance, you have incoming email rules, right? And in that case, you could have couples of conditions. For instance, if the email was received in the team inbox support and it was received during our business hours and that email is still open and unreply after 24 hours, well, trigger some actions. And the actions, you can automatically reply to the customer, or you could apply a label, like let's say SLA breach, or you could notify stakeholder in your business, or you could notify all of the people that are assigned to that conversation, hey, it's urgent, you should reply to this ASP, right? So the rule engine basically is a set of conditions, and where they're all match, you trigger a set of actions. And that makes Missive extremely flexible. And you can trigger rules when you receive emails, but also when you send emails. So for instance, if we still talk about new employees, sometimes you might want to share your email account with a new employees, but you still don't want them to reply using, let's say, your personal email address. Maybe you want them to monitor your emails, but you don't want them to be able to send email using your address. So you could create a rule that says, whenever that new employee send an email using my email address, stop the delivery of the email and add a note to the conversation that tells something like, hey, you cannot use my email address to reply to customer, please use yours, right? So by having the rule engine, whenever you send email, you can kind of set up, you add the ability to make sure that people inside of your organization don't use stuff that they should not. That's just one example, but like the rule engine is you have thousands of use cases.
Yes, I like that example though, because I mean, would this work for the person who owns Missive? I'm asking for me, because when I'm like sometimes in there, it will, like when I start a brand new email thread conversation, it's going to automatically kind of attach to my direct email. So like my Alyssa@magneticbookkeeping.com email. Mm-hmm. So we'll automatically attach to that. Is there a way that like if I accidentally send it, like for me through my own email to like reply to clients, that will also do the same?
Yes, definitely. You could say, oh, okay, so if I'm replying to an email that was received in that team inbox using Alyssa@ instead mm-hmm. of support@, well, prevent the delivery and add a note under the email so you can go and manually switch to the right address. So yeah, definitely.
Okay, because I'm like, I kind of need that more for myself because I can't trust myself, because like it's such a, I love that there's so many, like I can just do the drop down to say like, oh, I want to use, you know, the support@ email with like my signature that includes my information. And I like that. But then there's sometimes when I'm like doing something really quickly where I'm like, oh shoot, I got to remember to toggle to like the support@. And so I really like that even I could put those parameters on myself. And I believe too, for Missive as well, you guys also have the functionality to be able to send off emails. Like when someone replies to us on a weekend, to also say like, hey, you've reached us during like outside of office hours. We'll get back to you, you know, at a later date and a later time, correct?
Yeah, definitely. Like, and again, that would be with the rule engine. You'd say, whenever we receive an email at those specific addresses outside of our business hours, automatically reply, say, hey, we're just closed. We're going to reply next Monday.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. Cause before inside of Gmail, we used to have to do Boomerang, and then we had to like manually every single day at the end of our day, someone on the team had to be in charge by 5 PM every day to like turn it on. And it was so frustrating.
Yeah.
And so it's nice that it's just kind of already set up. And is Missive available in all countries, in all states? Like, is it available everywhere?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's only in English, but I guess your audience is mainly in English speaker, but yeah, it's available everywhere in the world.
Oh, I love that. And so I'd love to talk about for our listeners here, because there's people who are like Outlook users and Gmail and there's Yahoo, like all over the place. Does Missive connect, like, does it have a limit of what app, like a email provider can connect with and not connect with?
So we support all online providers. So we support Gmail, Google Workspace natively. We support Office 365, Outlook natively. We support IMAP servers natively. The only one that you might have trouble is Microsoft Exchange. We support them only if you enable in your Microsoft Exchange settings to allow the IMAP connection, which is most of the time. So technically, if you have multiple provider for email accounts at your business, you can connect them all in Missive in one place. And there's no limit to the number of accounts you can connect.
Okay, cool. That makes sense. And for anyone who's listening who might, we have people who listen from all over their journey and running their firm, whether it's they're just solo or maybe they're hiring right now or they're trying to train someone. Do you recommend Missive when it's just them and they don't have any intentions of hiring right now? Or is it better when it's like a collaborative experience?
Well, I think Missive shines with the collaboration, although we have a lot of solo users as well. Now, the thing is that if you start with Missive and you plan to expand your practice at some point and hire people, it's just going to be easier if you're already in a product like Missive, right? You're just going to invite mm-hmm. that new employee, and then you're going to have access to all of the nice collaborative features Missive offers. So yeah. But it's going to be a bit more expensive than, let's say, Gmail. And that's it, because you're going to pay for one Missive license. And it's a bit more expensive than just Gmail.
Gotcha. And to be honest, like I will give my experience. And like I said, we literally jumped ship like in a heartbeat. Like I went to the demo. I remember like asking all the questions at the demo. Actually, one of my students was there too. And was in accounting. She's like, oh, it's really nice to see you. So anyways, when I went to the demo, it was literally that same day. I was like, it's happening. Like we're making the move. And my poor team is like, oh my God, here we go. But it's very rare, seriously, so rare for me to ever jump ship that fast. I literally am one of those people who will use the same piece of tech for like many years, because if it's working for us, we're efficient, we can get things done, we can get to the end result faster. and save money and time, then like I don't change. But man, Missive, there was something about it that just really had me gung ho. So I will say, for anyone who's listening who may not know right now, maybe you really just think you're solo in your business and you're like me, where before I thought I'd never hire anybody. And then the day comes around where you just get slammed with work and you might want to hire. Then I can tell you from experience that it was so easy going into Missive. Like, I don't know what you guys have done, Philippe, like on your guys' end, but it was so beautiful just popping in. You guys made the experience so easy. And also, I really like that you have the ability to attend the demos to get like live questions answered. Like, I really, really love that.
Yeah. So the webinars, we call them, has been really successful because it's one thing, you know, to go on a website and see a list of features. And it's a totally other thing to see it live and be able to ask questions. As previously, I was the one doing a demo. Now we have someone that does all of them. And it's so easy to see the potential value for your practice by looking at a live demo, as opposed to just see a list of features on a website. So
I love that. That's a really good perspective of the reason why you guys did that. Because honestly, it was really one of the main points, because I was able to bring up the questions that I had specifically to my unique scenario. Because, you know, the way that we run things at an accounting firm is going to be different than a trucking company, or different than, you know, like a social media manager. Everyone's going to use it in a different capacity. And I really, really like this. And one big question I know that my listeners are totally going to want me to ask you is Missive safe? Because we do deal with account numbers, social security numbers, which I don't recommend emailing it, like that information, but is it a safe and secure software?
Yes, definitely. So we follow all of the best practices for SaaS software. So your data is encrypted at rest. We are hosted on AWS and Heroku private space, so a service offered by Salesforce, which are recognized like hosting platform. And we're in the process right now of getting our SOC 2 certification. So the SOC 2 certification is technically a CPA doing an audit of all of your security practices. And we should get that in a few weeks, months now. So we're already quite advanced in the process.
Oh, I love that. Yes, because that's going to be huge for anyone in my space is always doing additional research to make sure it's, you know, up to par and we don't have to risk anything for our clients,
and,
especially because we're debt sensitive.
Yeah, of course. And if you're a customer, I have some more advanced questions, like you can always email me personally. And for we have big customers now and that have like hundreds of licenses in Missive. And for those, usually they would have like they have a dedicated IT departments. And they have a list of security questionnaire. We're always happy if you have those, you can send them over and we can describe and define all of the way we make your data safe in Missive.
Oh,
happy
I
to help
that.
For that. Yeah.
Yes. And I love that there's accessibility, because I do know that the questions I've had about things that have come up as well for me, or even for my team that I've kind of passed along, I like that I can reach somebody specifically. And this was one of the big reasons why I didn't know that this was going to be an issue until I left Hiver and went to Missive. But when I started the process of ditching Hiver, because like I wasn't going to pay for two different tech doing the same. I don't want to say the same thing. They're very similar. They do a lot of the same thing, but there's just functionality of each of them. It's, you know, different strokes for different folks of whoever would use what. Like my best friend, she's obsessed with Hiver. And I'm like, cool, as long as it works for you, I'm happy, right? But one downfall I had was when I was leaving Hiver, like they would not let me easily cancel my account. I was like forced to talk to an account manager. And I was like, I literally am out of town. Like, I just want to cancel. It took 3 weeks and they charged me like the additional month. Granted, they refunded it and they told me they would. Yeah. And so it was not the funnest experience, which I understand why they do offboarding for most companies, because they want to get feedback. Why are you leaving? I understand, but there's also busy business owners, and it didn't really rub me the right way, to be honest, at the very end of my experience. And I feel like I could not get a hold of anybody. And nobody was replying to my emails. I had to use a chat box and there was never someone there. And so that's what I love now that I'm into Missive. I wouldn't have known that about Hiver until I was leaving them. But one thing I love about Missive is I know that I can go somewhere to ask a question. It's either the demo or email one of the team members, and I can get linked out articles, linked out support, like, you know, here's some information and like, you know, questions I've even brought up to you. You've been so helpful with the journey, and it's just, I'm just very grateful for that, because for me, customer experience is going to make or break whether I stay with the software or not.
Of course. And that's really important for us. You know, we're, like I said at the beginning, we're a bootstrap and independent. So for us, like our customers are, it's all the value behind the company. No customer, no value. Well, that's the same thing for all businesses, but
yeah,
it's something we realized really quite early in the journey, because ourselves, we're not accountant, we're not truck drivers. So we don't know all of those customers' work on a daily basis. So we do need to have those interactions just for us to have the ability to synthesize all of their problems and create a solution that works, right? Because if I create a solution just for me and my colleagues, it's not going to be good for everybody else. So having those conversations, replying to customer questions, and always do so, even if we're getting to a bigger scale now, is really important for us, because that's the way we can keep the product in check, and especially like a product that solves real problems, our customers' problems.
Yes, I love how you nailed it there. I think this is so amazing. I'm so happy that I reached out and was like, I need you on the podcast. I need the whole world to know all things Missive. It's funny because in my group coaching program, it's called Breakthrough. I already planned to do like a Missive session with everybody, but I first want to nail down my Missive, like down to the T, to like share it with my group, because they're all like, Alyssa, how are you using Missive? And people keep bringing it up on my coaching calls, because like we do coaching calls weekly, and people keep posting in the group like, Alyssa, how are you using Missive? And it's been so cool watching them also integrate this new tech and to really experience it for themselves and bring up what they're loving about it and the things that they, you know, want to do with it. And it's just so freaking cool. I just love it.
Awesome. That's good to hear. You know, as an insecure founder, sometimes, you know, I work on Missive and in Missive every single day for the past 8 years. So sometimes you see the problems. And it's always so refreshing to have conversation with our customers, because most of the time they're like, no, it's amazing. Like,
yeah,
Missive changed my business. It's the best thing I had like this year. It's like I'm less busy because of it, or I can solve more problems more quickly. So I'm glad it's helping you.
Yeah, it's so funny because I tell like my students all the time, y'all need to stop thinking that your clients think that you're chaos and that you're a hot mess,
yeah,
and that they're not happy, because like you literally just said it right now, that as a founder, you know, you're going to have your own insecurities with your own stuff because you're so close,
yeah,
to it. We're like, yeah, everybody in the outside is like, it's great, I love it. And it's the same that goes for our listeners. Like your clients probably don't realize that just because your onboarding seems not smooth for you doesn't mean that the client is feeling that same thing. So I love that you brought that up, and I'm just so appreciate you being here talking about Missive and all the things. I am going to be linking below for anybody who's listening, because I really would love anybody who wants to check out Missive, if you'd like the opportunity to. You can also go to workflowqueen.com/Missive. And also I do want to give Philippe the chance to talk about the demo real quick, and then I'll drop those links for the demo if anybody is interested in looking at that. But if you want to kind of let people know about the demo and kind of end things off here, and I'm
of course. Yeah, so we do, at the moment, we do two weekly webinars for new customers. So I think it's now they're on Tuesday and Thursday. And you can go on missiveapp.com. There's a book a demo at the top, and that's it. You book a place, and then you can have a conversation with us, with me, or right now, Luis doing them. And he's going to teach you all about everything you need to know about Missive. And then if you have more questions or follow-up, you can send us emails. Happy to answer your question there. Or you can even attend another session to ask more follow-up questions.
I love it. Well, thank you so much once again for being here. I'm just so honored, and I'm just so happy that somehow I landed into Missive's life, because I am just so obsessed with it. I'm so glad that we made the switch.
Awesome. Thanks so much for inviting me. It was good to talk.
Thank you for tuning in to yet another episode of our Conquering Workflows and Systems for Bookkeepers and Accountants podcast with your host, Alyssa Lang, the founder and owner of Workflow Queen. If you've enjoyed today's episode, please leave us a review on iTunes and share this episode with a fellow bookkeeper or an accountant on social media, and also tag me on Instagram at Workflow Queen. The more that we work together to get this out in front of other people, the better I can help to serve this industry to create more solid systems and processes. Now, go take what you learned from today's episode and apply it into your practice so you can finally give yourself the brain space and freedom that you deserve. I can't wait to see you unfold throughout your journey, and thank you so much for tuning in to yet another episode. See you next time.